How are you? Happy, happy, happy Wednesday. Here we go. If it's your first time stopping in and you're someplace in the 118 countries that are listening to us, including now the six people in China, it was one like 2 weeks ago. And you're not fooling me, guys. You're VPNing me, aren't you? That's what you're doing. I'm on to you, okay? But welcome. Glad to have you. Today we're going to talk about belief systems because I had these conversations today with a client and it was kind of eye-opening and it was just a moment, one of those neuro-associative moments where things changed. Click, pop, it happened. So I want to have a discussion with you today about that if it's okay. It's a good time of year and how we can make it easier for you. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. I was at the chiropractor a moment ago. They said, what do you do? And I said, well, snarkily, I said, well, I talk for a living and get paid for it. And she says, you're a salesman? I said, no, I have a podcast. She goes, you have a podcast? I said, yeah. She goes, what's it called? It's called The Daily Boost. It's pretty, oh, it's huge. I listen to you every, you're Scott. You're that Scott. I said, yeah, I'm that Scott. She goes, oh my God, I listen to you every single day. It was awesome. We got into a conversation about belief systems, about who she thought she was and where life is heading. It's a big thing this time of year. And when you do the kind of work that I do, you can walk into 7-Eleven and somebody's going to say, hey, let me tell you my goals. It happens. It's a privilege. It is. Hey, by the way, it is me, Scott. Did I say that? One last thing before I continue on today's show about belief system. And hang on for the ride, because this is not your daddy's motivation station. No. We do things a little differently. We have a little bit of fun. Don't take yourself too seriously. If you're a stick in the mud, bye-bye. You don't need you. We're going to have some fun. Enjoy life. Change your belief system. Do the things you say you want to do. Start moving. Stay moving until you get it. That's it. That's the rule. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
I've had some people contact me recently. They said, Scott, where you been, buddy? You've been moving, you've been traveling, you've been just busy, but you haven't been there for us. Yeah, I have been here every day. Yeah, the podcast has been here, and the daily nugget I send out every day, the email I send out is there every single day. And I've been text messaging people every single day. But you haven't showed up on Zoom calls, you haven't done webinars, web classes, things like that. You used to do that stuff all the time, you haven't done that. I said, well, I've been doing it kind of for my clients and my group coaching folks, my Wisdom to Wealthy group, those folks. I've been doing that. I've just been kind of busy doing my thing, you know? But next week, I'm going to send you a note. We're going to get together because I think I focus on my life and you should focus on yours. But every now and then we should get together and focus on us. How's that? And I think I might be able to help you a little bit and have some fun. I'd like to get to know you, see your face. I haven't seen you for a while. So if you're on my email list, just look for that. If not, just listen for the podcast. I'll tell you where to join us. And we'll do some cool stuff. But today, belief. Stream of consciousness. My brain is everywhere right now. But I was on this phone call because I'll never forget a mentor of mine. Strangely enough, I was funny because I was writing this for you today and this mentor texted me. Is that like woo-woo weird or what? I haven't talked to him in 3 or 4 years and I'm writing this podcast and I'm saying, I'll never forget a mentor said to me and he texted me. It's weird. It's like Facebook. I looked at an ad. Did they hear me? Because now they're sending me ads. But I never forget this mentor told me, he said, you have to become the person you want to be before becoming the person you want to be. Now that is very Scott language. If you listen to me, and many of you have for 15, we're in our 16th season now, right? So you know that's very Scottish. You have to become the person you want to be before you become the person you want to be. Now, some people would say, they don't teach you that at Harvard. No, they don't. But if you're smart, you'll figure it out. What? So, okay, here's what I said and other people said when he told me that years and years, long, long, long time ago. I said, so you're saying I got to be like Aerosmith. I got to fake it till I make it, right? You've heard that story. Huh? He said, no. Heck no, I am not going to fake it till I make it. I am true to who I am. There's no way I'm not going to fake it till I make it. I am who I are. That's another thing that Scott says. No, he said. You're not changing who you are. You just have to understand that the future you is going to have a different set of beliefs than you hold right now. That's called growth. And it's going to happen anyway. If you just hang out and live every single day, you're going to change your belief system as you grow through experiences. Whatever you believe, you will become. You know that? It's kind of like, you know, personal development 101. Whatever you believe, you become. So my first thought was this. Oh, you mean I got to sell my soul and get my friends to hate me? I got to sell my soul to the devil. It's like being in network marketing. And I like network marketing. I get it. I just don't like when it's done that way. But I got to sell my soul and take on a belief system that's not mine to get what I want? Have you thought that way before? I did. If I'm honest, I probably think that way a couple times a week. But now I know the answer. I don't have to do that. See, one day I realized that no. Day-to-day living is changing me anyway, like my mentor had said. So I get to make a choice. I get to choose what I believe. I get to change that belief system. And what he was saying essentially a long time ago, and so many have said before him and certainly before me, is that, you know, we're kind of trapped. We're kind of in a little bubble. We're kind of sitting here. You're in a job. You're in a life. You're in a whatever it is. And it is what it is. And it's who you are. It's your self-image. And it's something that it's your status, if you will. And you're trying to bust out. You're trying to expand. But you're doing it with the belief system you currently hold. So you have to expand that belief system. My thinking was, okay, I hold a self-image of myself and I know what I believe. And all I have to do is basically create a future self-image, decide who I want to be and what I want to believe then. Decide what that person I will be in the future is going to be. And then kind of set a set of rules. You won't like this part. You won't. Nobody does. See, once you decide who you're going to be in the future and you decide what that person is supposed to believe, then you have to set a rules and actions that make those beliefs happen and make them true. Now, for me personally, I kind of had to accept something, and maybe you can accept the same thing as well. I'm pretty good at being self-aware. I understand where my mind is. I understand what I'm thinking at a particular time and kind of being mindful, if you will. My mouth doesn't always get that, but my mind does for sure. But I also understood something else, that in my belief system today, where it is today, that if I was going to get a different belief system that allow me to become the person I want to be, I was going to have to go outside of myself. I was going to have to read or listen to podcasts or talk to people, get mentors. I was going to have to bring that in a massive, massive way and then sift and sort. And that's probably the biggest key here, because you can't learn from where you are inside yourself. Everything we learn comes from outside of us. And then we build it and make it what we want inside of us. So I understood that. And that's what you need to do as well. So as you sit there where you are today, say, okay, wait a second. And I think you're already doing it because you're listening to this podcast. But you just bring in massive amounts of ideas and information, massive amounts of learning, if you will. Put it inside your brain, sift and sort it until you say, that's what I want to believe. That's the person that I want to be. And then decide, well, okay, what's it going to take? Because whatever action you're taking today to reinforce your current belief system is very likely not going to get the new one. So what do I have to do? What set of rules do I have to put into play in order to make sure that I'm actually going to go after it and create and become the person I want to be? It sounds so simple. And most of what we do around here is very simple. And I spend a tremendous amount of time talking to people just to get to the moment when I can just say, it's all about your belief system, all about how you see yourself. So the question is, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself exactly who you are today? Have you thought about your belief system today? And have you compared that to who you maybe want to be in the future? Do you know who you want to be in the future? Have you gone that far? Because only then can you decide how to expand and bring new ideas and new experience into your life that allow you to become the person you really dream and you feel like you know you need to be. It seems like it should be so simple, and it is. If we just get everything else out of the way and just go deep inside and have some self-discipline to stay there and figure it all out. You got this. I mentioned to my client today, I said, I know who you are right now, and I know that there are parts of you that you haven't been able to live yet. That's the future you. what are those parts? And she started listing them off like this and this and this. I said, there you go. So that's who you want to be. What do you have to believe to be there? And what are the actions and the rules it takes to get there? And, you know, the best part is, by the way, there is no waiting. I'm telling you, that's the way the mind works. It's so cool. The very instant that you decide that you believe a certain way, everything begins to change. It may take a little time for all the blocks to move around and give you what you want, but you instantly will enjoy life more. So just decide. Just think about it today. All right, we'll spend a little bit more time on this. Maybe a webinar or something next week about that. I'll figure that out. But you have a great day. I know I will. And I'll meet you here tomorrow on the Daily Boost.